Good morning with us on a Friday morning, our political observer, Alan Chartaw. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. I'm calling from an undisclosed location, and I apologize for the sound. Go ahead.
Well, the news and the editorial in the New York Times says this: Hillary Clinton and the Benghazi gang. The hearing was a counterproductive exercise that accomplished nothing.
Well, I think it was preordained that that was going to happen. It was a great circus, and Elijah Cummings, the Democrat, really let the chair have it and it became a sort of a screaming match. But she went in with all of the stuff she needed, that was for sure. People were sympathetic to her. She handled herself with great equanimity. I thought she was neither too loud or strident. She answered him in measured tones. But you could tell that she was not happy about the way that these jokers were committing themselves to a partisan fight.
From there to this, with endorsements, Paul Ryan will seek to become speaker.
Well, there's a shocker. I said from the very beginning he was going to do it. They really were in a hard place. They didn't know what to do. Now, Ryan, who insisted that he have the backing of the three major caucuses among Republicans, which just shows you what the split is, got that. But you will notice from the news reports and others that the Republican hard right caucus did not give him what really seemed like absolute authority to do what he wanted. In fact, several of them said, we're going to need to do what we've always done. We're going to need to insist on certain things. Well, what those certain things are unclear now to all of us. But it does spell trouble for Ryan. Ryan, of course, has a so-called nuclear option, which is a different nuclear option, which is he can go and just put things on the floor and let Democrats vote for them along with the Republicans. But that, of course, would make Ryan something he's not, a sort of moderate Republican. This is a right-wing guy. And I think that a lot of people suspect that this is one of the worst things that could happen for Obama, because this guy's going to have to prove his right-wing mettle to his constituents. As far as those 40 to 50 others on the hard right, they're in trouble. Because if they go along with even a moderate compromise, if they don't shut down the government, there'll be somebody to take their place, you know, an even more hard right person. So they are going to be watching this, and it'll be fun, except that the consequences will be awful for the American people if they, for example, shut down the government.
A nurse who had contact with Ebola patients in West Africa and was quarantined at a New Jersey hospital when she returned has sued New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Allen, and state health officials yesterday, saying they illegally held her against her will.
Well, you know, I don't know the law. I don't know the health law. But I do know that doctors are allowed and health departments are allowed to do what they want. If she says they're illegal, what they're doing was illegal, it may well be that it is illegal. You know, Christie's case gets helped by the fact that we now know that some of these viruses can live in the body. We've just had an example of that. So it's going to be a hard case to prove, probably be settled one way or the other. But Christie was operating in what his constituents probably wanted him to do, a way that they probably wanted him to do, because everybody was in such a panic at the time. I don't think this is one where he's going to lose a lot of public support.
Well, let's stick with health for a moment, specifically Pope Francis's health. A report published by an Italian newspaper that said the Pope had a treatable brain tumor fueled suspicion about Francis' health, which the Vatican has denied.
The Vatican has denied it. There's a Japanese doctor who apparently is in the loop who says he denies it. But, you know, once somebody tells a lie, somebody's going to believe it. That's what one of the problems with modern-day culture is. Somebody tells an awful whopper and, you know, somebody says, well, that's got to be the truth, or there's got to be some smoke there, there's got to be some fire there. That's why it's unfortunate. But let's remember, the guy's not a young man. And when you're older, these things kind of happen and can happen. I hope it's not true, because I'm a huge admirer of Pope Francis.
Our political observer, Alan Chartaw, joining us. Alan, you and to all the listeners, have a great weekend.
You too, David.